The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Even when you're playing music, you're always listening to your baby, especially when RSV is on your mind. Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, is the first and only long-acting preventative antibody that gives babies the RSV antibodies they lack. Beyfortus is a prescription medicine used to help prevent serious lung disease caused by RSV or respiratory syncytial virus in babies under age 1, born during or entering their first RSV season, and children up to 24 months who remain at risk of severe RSV disease through their second RSV season. Your baby shouldn't receive Beyfortus if they have a history of serious allergic reactions to Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, or any of its ingredients. Tell your baby's doctor about any medicines they're taking and all their medical conditions, including bleeding or bruising problems. Serious allergic reactions have happened. Get medical help right away if your child has any of the following signs or symptoms of a serious allergic reaction, such as swelling of the face, mouth, or tongue, difficulty swallowing or breathing, unresponsiveness, bluish color of skin, lips, or under fingernails, muscle weakness, severe rash, hives, or itching. Most common side effects include rash and pain, swelling, or hardness at their injection site. Individual results may vary. Ask your baby's doctor about Beyfortus. Visit Beyfortus.com or call 1-855-BEYFORTUS.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I'm in here flipping out, people looking at me all funny. It's all right, though. Let me give you some baseball finals. I got a slew of them. They've all checked in. So it went like this. Astros 6-2 over the Expos. Mets 3-0 over the Marlins. Padres 12-3 over the Pirates. And they had 19 hits. Last night, the Pirates beat the Dodgers 12-2. Tonight, they give up 12 runs. That's when you're like, you don't know if you're good or bad. You just kind of ying, 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 ying. And you lose and win and lose and win. And they just are not consistent. Let's move on to greener pastures. Phillies won 4-1 over the Braves. Last night they lost 14-1. Oh, God, are they pathetic. How you doing tonight, Philly? Doesn't mean I don't like you. Kind of like the same thing in Detroit. Giants 5-3 over the Cardinals in 10 at Busch. AL, Jays 9-6 over the Bo Sox. Yankees 8-4 today at the Bronx over the White Sox. Brewers lost to the Orioles 6-4. Baltimore's won 4 in a row. They're trying to yank a wild card. A's 2-1 over the Royals. Indians 2-1 over the Mariners of the Kingdom. And the Indians just keep like snaking those one-run games. And the Tigers won 3-2 over the Rangers. So they're having one of those like celebrations like they won the World Series. They won a game, and they're having a big party tonight. And Minnesota 13-5 over the Angels, who are considering Jim LeFevre as a possibility next year. Some other baseball news. That's what Babasi's doing right now. How about Mark Carrion last couple of weeks, hitting 400 in his last 10 games, 19 for 35. I credit that to Bob Quinn and the Giants, a great mediator of talent. He knows who to trade. Paul Molitor, he's already closing in on that 3,000. He tied Frank Robinson for 23rd on the all-time list with his 29-43rd kind of like hit. Dave Cone worked out on the mound yesterday. He was throwing BBs. He's going to be back within 3 weeks. And nationally, throw it around. Bonds hit that G-slam last night, his fifth of his career. He had been walked three times before that. Everybody walks him. He never gets to hit anymore. He says he's going to quit. Caminiti hit one last night, hit one tonight. The Padres love Caminiti. So do I. He plays in pain every night. Donovan Osborne, Cardinals. He's about to come back. He's recovered from body and leg cramps. He will not miss a start. And elsewhere, Carlos Garcia, Pirates. He's still not ready to come off the DL. He's got a hammy, a little bit of a rip. Caminiti hit one Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday. And then on Wednesday, he got sick. Same thing Max got from D.C. when they were making out last night driving home. How about that Raul Mondesi argument with, I guess it wasn't an argument. Russell benched him because he was late for a flight. Everybody's late for flights at LAX there, Bill. Get with the system. I know the coaches didn't matter that much when you were kind of just like nobody. Now that you're somebody, you got to be a little bit cooler. Oh, did you hear that? The song was perfect. I'm a prick and I don't care. That was for Bill Russell. Kevin in Valencia, California.
Rail.
Hey.
Pour me that multi-cocktail choker.
Whatever, man. I don't know what that is, but you can have one of those and then another and then stay away from my family.
All righty then, Pharrell. What's up on that sissy boy Mike Tyson, you know? He backs out two times. You know, what's up on this? Is he ever going to fight? Are we going to see something out of him or what?
Yeah, and then he fights guys like Seldon and McNeely. I want to see him fight Hector Macho Camacho, man, in like a mismatch. You could get two of them like all cocky throwing punches. I think boxing right now is pathetic. And to prove it, Andrew Galata pummeled Riddick Bowe's face in for six rounds. And he also hit him in the package a few times. Oh, lordy. Oh, you got some of those ones that, remember those groiner ones, those crazy like, who? Galata with a love. Lou Duva is down. Lou Duva is down. Lou Duva is down. Oh God. He's an old man, Teddy. He may have had a heart attack. Mike in Stamford, Connecticut.
Scotty Pharrell, you are the man. We'd love you here at Stanford.
I can deal with that.
Every night.
I can deal with that, too.
Hey, what about Darryl? Pour me a big Goldschlager, but save my blast for Darryl, because he's going back on it.
Did he just, like, crank two more tonight?
Oh, he's cranking away. My boy Seamus is down there to watch the game, cranking big time, but I hate him because he left my Mets.
A three-run jack and a solo shot, four rows into the upper deck and right. Almost a three-home-run game, but it was different because it was like a day game, so the ball carries in New York because of the traffic. The ball travels there like it does at Coors, but that's the air. In New York, it's just the traffic. It makes the ball carry. We'll rip a bunch of them off just because we want to. Philly, come on with us.
Hey, Pharrell, you're a legend, Philly.
That's all cool. I hang out down there on Delaware Ave.
You got it, my man. Hey, tell me, are the Eagles, Chris T. Jones the next Aikman Irvin, or what?
Well, don't count on that ever happening, but I'll say this much. He led him on a nice drive tonight, 81 yards, and had a TD pass. Waters with a TD run. I've been telling you, you give the rock to Ricky. Then he scores, does the Tootsie Roll, and they beat the Jets, silly, 30-16. Buffalo 35-12 over Minnesota. Get ready for the Bills to score 28-35 per week, and that's about as many as they'll give up the other way because they got D, Spielman, Pop, shut down the run, snuff it, decent secondary, and then from November on, good luck winning in Buffalo. They like pour the opening end of the field with ice, and then you got to have to struggle out of that predicament. Hey, the Jets look great. You know, 6 turnovers tonight. That's better than the 7 last game of the year. Big improvement. Keyshawn's all that. He didn't play. He's still doing interviews. Josh is in it. New York style.
You're the man.
No, I don't think so. I know that you are, though. You are the man.
You're the man.
No, you're the man.
How about a Bud Ice, bro?
Hey, what do you want? Rodriguez, Jeter? Who are you looking at for that ALMV?
I don't know. I like Rodriguez. What's he leading the league in hitting? 25 home runs, like 90 ribbies.
He's just brutal is what he is. The bottom line is that you look at what he's done. I mean, through his career already, he's hit at a 313 clip with like slews of doubles, like in the mid-40 range. He's got like 30 homers. The guy does it all, and he's got that sweet glove, and he's consistent. He's always playing. None of this like swing and a miss. Oh, he broke his wrist. That would be Ken Griffey Jr. But he's the superstar. Because they let him only have limited lines in all those commercials he does. Just like, yes, no, maybe, good one, kid. Man, if I could make money saying that little, I want in. Frank, Staten Island, he's ruthless.
Yeah, Pharrell, pour me a wine cooler. I'm trying to get in touch with my feminine side.
All right, Frankie.
Listen, what's this Joe Torre taking out Darryl when he's got 2 home runs today for defensive purposes? We're up 4. What's this about?
Well, maybe because, like, in the 10th against the White Sox the night before, they gave up 5 runs, and they didn't want to play around again.
Come on, you got Rivera in there.
I think he just wants to win games, dude. He doesn't, you know, it's not all about Darryl's home runs, even though he's been cranking them out lately. They want to win ball games. I tell you, win ball games, what Torre's doing. Torre's been doing a good enough job all year. Don't start on him now. You're going in to the playoffs on this guy's shoulders, and you've been through everything. Injuries, Cone, Key, Perez, who I say is Swiss cheese 5 years ago, let alone now. Duncan's played great. Girardi's played great. Boggs kicks people in the teeth, allegedly. And Bernie Williams just does not get enough play. Psycho. And they got rid of the idiot, the village idiot guy, Ruben Sierra. Yeah, they'll love him in Detroit. He'll help everybody hit 250. Mike in the Motor City.
Hey, Pharrell, what's up, you freak?
I think yens are up. You're the man.
You the man, and you can kick the fabulous sports babe ass, man.
I don't even want to be near her. I guarantee you she's got bad breath.
That's right, man, and B.O. too.
I believe that.
Hey, let's talk about the Jaguars, man. They're going to – what's the over-under on them?
I got it right here. It's pretty scary. 5.5, and the over is even. The under is -140. But in the AFC, that's the thing I like looking at. I've apparently somehow –
5.5, man. They're gonna kill that.
5.5. Now listen to this. AFC, they're 50-1 to win the AFC championship, and then the Super Bowl 100-1. I mean, go bet $10 on them, and then you know, cheer all year and good luck. Yeah. Didn't Andre Rison end up down there? Oh, bad moon gonna be rising on your ass. Anyway, some other finals that were kicking around. Did I give you a Seattle beat the Raiders 24-19? But the Raiders are going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win 15 games, like every year, except for the, you know, 7 or 8 that they lose straight, and then the fact that they have no defense. And oh, they got Larry Brown though. That's you know MVP at a Super Bowl. Thanks, Neil O'Donnell, for those 2 bread baskets.
And the games they lose aren't their fault anyway. It's the referee's fault.
Oh yeah, and Vince Evans' fault, and Billy Joe Hover because he loves hanging out down there in Louisville at Valhalla. With the caddies that don't wear long pants. Yes, sir. You wear the long pants, you can stick more of them bottles down in there and you can get around that. Of course, I'll tell you what, you caught buzzing 100 degrees outside, you be throwing them down. I'll tell you what, you start swearing, boy. Mike knows his barbecue because he's in Memphis.
Rel, you're the man.
No, no, I'm not.
You rule.
No, you're the man.
No. Anyway, what do you think about my Cardinals, man?
Well, I think that they're exciting. I love their outfield. It's just fresh. And they all are, like, scary when they come up. They get it done. Langford, Jordan is just so awesome that he made the only sound decision I've seen lately. He's like, Now, I don't need 40-mile-an-hour hits to my head. I'll just hit 40, you know, homers, whatever. He's playing baseball, and he's doing a hell of a job for him. Langford, he dominates for them. And I think La Russa loves that about him. The outfield, you know, gets it done. And then they got all these guys like Mabry and, you know, they've had, you know, decent outings from, like, Donovan Osborne and consistency and Stottlemyre. I mean, last night in that game, they must have made six of the greatest defensive plays. Stottlemyre said it was the greatest defensive effort he's ever played under, like a game, on the field. Apparently my breath is bad because all of the people here are leaving now, suddenly. Take that crappy pizza with you. Thank God he bought it. Dave, you're to me. Anyway, we're tearing it up. You got to be quick to get in. I didn't think you have to pay taxes on it or any stipend or anything like that.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
This is the Oz, and this is Jazzy in Denver on the Thin Airs KFan 950.
Hey.
Hi, Jazz.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
How are you?
I'm lousy, but it'll be all right.
Okay. I hope you get better.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I got a lot of pressure.
I know.
Tons of pressure.
No, but it's good pressure, right?
I get it from both sides. Coming from all angles. Even the boys turn on me.
That's
they bad. Just turn on me, but then they come back once they see the Pharrell, like, dropping 20s.
I would never turn on
you. It's the key. You got to buy them dinner. If you buy them dinner, they're with you. If you don't, you're screwed. So what do you think?
That sucks.
Well, you want to talk about the Rockies?
Sure. So you think they're finally getting their pitching in order?
I think they're happy that they got that 17-gamer at home to end things. They got a bunch of home games at the end. That'll be conducive to them doing well. They score a lot of runs at home. They win games at home. On the road, they're pathetic. See you, Jazz. Rob in New Jersey.
Pharrell, what's up, yo? We got love for you out in the projects over here.
I'm with you, and I should do a shot down there, like one of my gigs when we go into New York. We'll go down to the hood and do some of that, like, black topping.
Hey, yo, we waiting. But look, I just got one thing to say. These New York Yankee fans better enjoy Darryl Strawberry while they can, because I bet you could get odds in Vegas on how many home runs he's going to hit before he smacks his wife around.
Rob, it's probably true, but he's got more of a problem paying his taxes and making enough money to pay his bills, because everything that he makes now is gone. He has already paid off his debt. He owed her like $300,000. He was like, oh, he was so far in the hole when he got the check, he didn't even get to sign it. They just, like, put a stamp on it. Just said, pay to her. payable. And then she took it, and then she went out with her, you know, new lover or whatever. Reggie in Le Quebec. He's copping it hard off the food.
Hi, Pharrell. What's up?
Reggie, you got it all.
Hey, you're the man, Don.
Speaking of Reggie's, did you hear that Reggie Jackson got some job in a computer? Listen to this. Reggie Jackson, he signed on. He got a gig with Viking Components in Laguna Hills here in L.A. He's going to be like a director of new business development. I thought he was into sports cars. Now all of a sudden he's selling like chips.
Well, nice for him, but I'm calling to talk about my Bills.
Oh, yeah, and I've been talking a lot about them. I think they're going to win easily more than that eight. I think it's a great future to take the Bills at over the eight. I think they'll win 10 games.
But what about the playoffs?
Yeah,
do you think we're going to win it all this year?
I don't know about winning it all, but I have said that they look on paper to be fit. Now, we don't know if 10 weeks in they're going to have eight injuries and a bunch of people cripple. So we need to see how they develop, you know, in chunks, four games at a time. And I think they're going to be a quality defensive club. They get a lot of advantage playing in Buffalo. And then offensively, they are sound. They score 28, 35 points every week out. Pat is in Redondo Beach.
Hey, Pharrell, what's happening?
I don't know.
I just wanted to talk about Fred Clair. I think maybe the Dodgers should try to run him out of town. I think he's too conservative.
Good luck, man.
What he come up with is Chad Curtis.
Yeah, but good luck. It's like Peter O'Malley and Clair and Lasorda. Lasorda's down in, like, I think Albuquerque down there hanging out with all of the Pharrell crazies and like, scouting and doing some developmental stuff. So he's already on the road. See, that's not good, because that, like, hotel road food is roadkill. And they'll bring it, like, all cold to his room, and he'll be, like, gaining weight. But the bottom line is, the Dodgers, you're not going to get rid of Fred Clair. The caddies would be forced to wear pants instead of shorts at the PGA Championship in Valhalla. Pharrell with you from L.A. We're talking sports thick. With some other stuff, too. Anything you want to do, 800-236-2429, and that's your lock. You're in, and then you get on the docket and chill, and then we throw you down. DC Cab runs the hooks, BA's on the brews, and all of the other gook. And then, like, Max does metal and lots of chicks. He went out with a hottie last night, a... Fire in a hole, run, bull, run. I'm Pharrell, I don't matter. Joe on Long Island at the Nassau Memorial County Coliseum in Union Dale, New York.
Yo, what's up, fool?
What's up, Joe Bass?
Yo, listen, how come nobody gives Andy Pettit any credit? This guy right now is the best Yankee pitcher since Goodrey, and should win the Cy Young, hands down.
I had him on the bench twice.
He's a great pitcher. How come no one gives him the credit around here in New York?
Like I said, I had him on twice. I mean, that's like big news around here.
You give him credit, but...
Most people go on once, and then they don't want to go on again.
You know, these Mets fans over here, they still think Jason Isenhouse is better than this guy, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's better than anybody.
Izzy. That's exactly what he is. He's like that little Izzy doll at the Olympics. Worthless. Maybe someday he'll be good. But today... He's average at best. Speaking of average at best, Chris Berman's belly. My God, that thing is going to explode. Brad in Portland, Oregon in the trees.
How's it going, Scotty?
Well, it's been better, but I'll go with what I got.
How about a Johnny Walker Black? And I'll send you down a bunch of spleefs.
Hey, what's up with these dogs you want to talk about? And I want to talk to you about this instant replay. They're bringing it back this weekend. They're going to have... 10 nationally televised preseason games this summer, and then first four will have the replay going. I vote that the guy in the booth has 2 minutes to answer the call. If he even takes 30 seconds, he should be fired. Just make the call. Drunk people sitting at home can make the call in 5 seconds. Why does it turn into a conference call with guys in suits?
Oh, I know. It's nuts.
And what about dogs? What do you want to know about dogs?
Hey, I want to know, like, who's some of your dark horses this year, you know? We love you up here, Scotty. You know, we can bet on football up here. I don't know if you realize that. But
yeah, and then obviously you got access. You can go to Tahoe. You can go to Elko. I know people go to Elko, but Elko's hell. I don't know who my dogs are, really. I think a couple of teams that are going to be effective that aren't that great, that can cover a lot, that are solid, the Falcons can cover some games. I think the, believe it or not, the Broncos are going to cover a few. I think Shanahan has them in the right direction. I think that some of the overs in terms of total wins, like the Skins can go over this 5.5. It's ridiculous. I think the Oilers with Eddie George might be interesting. You know, Jeff Fisher, defense, and give the rock to that George. You might pull some surprises. Other than that, nothing major. Carolina's a team that covered a lot last year, despite being brand new and everything. And they got this new stadium that everybody's ranting and raving about. I heard Carmen Policy wants to move there and live in the stadium. He wants to build one just like it. That's it. If you can't beat them, join them. Anthony in Forest Hills, New York on FAN.
Scotty, what's up?
I don't know.
Give me a little West Coast perspective about Tommy Maddox.
Well, Tommy Maddox does nothing for me. And if that's what you got going on there.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Dave Brown and him, the two of them, that's why they're sitting at 6.5. And people want to wonder, what's the problem? Dan Reeves, he doesn't have problems. He had problems with Elway, too. But this is no new story. Dave Brown does nothing for me. They keep talking about one of these days he's going to develop. Well, develop this, okay? He's running for his life. He's slow and white, and he's scared.
Oh, no, 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 none. Oh, get away, get away. Oh, stop. Oh, oh, no, no, no.
What are you running to the sideline like, Franco? Now, Brown's got skills at handing off, but Wheatley can't stay healthy. He has never amounted to anything. Maybe he will one of these years, but now he's got a stress fracture. Give it to Rodney. Let him go. And, yeah, that situation is they just want Maddox to play this weekend. Don't read into the tabs. Go drink a tab. Make that a Fresca. Allen in Tampa.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I don't know how you feel about this, but the Celtics will not have no chance at all with ML Carr as their coach.
Yeah, I don't understand this guy. He's in charge of hiring and firing. He should have fired himself, then hired himself in like a front office position where he didn't have to have any say. Because he doesn't seem to say too much right because they don't win a whole lot. And boy, they've been, it's kind of fun for me because in the 80s and all of this, since, you know, Bird came out and they were winning every year, I enjoy watching them suffer. I do, I mean, just personally, from this end. You know, we had to put up with the Lakers and the Celtics for so long, you know, the NBA was in a standstill. Now it's turning into Chicago's league. And if Seattle's the best option, I'd rather live in Detroit. Hey, and the Tigers and the Red Wings and all of them let you down time and time again. Michigan going to win the national championship maybe next year. Hey, at least the Blue and Maize tortilla chips are fresh on Saturdays in Ann Arbor. Bubba's in Santa Monica.
First time caller for us, so grip me a cold one, would you?
Get him some ground game, nothing.
Gracias. Hey, listen, I got a couple of quick questions about the Colts. I've been a longtime fan, paid my dues, and got some concerns as to what they're going to be doing this year. I mean, they've got a roid head for a GM.
Yeah, he's the worst.
You don't know what this guy's going to do.
He is the worst, because you know why? He never learned from his dad. He just always had big ideas, and they were all wrong. They re-signed Loudermilk. That was a good move. Harbaugh's in the fold. And, you know, if these people are talking about getting rid of Marshall Faulk, maybe they should move because he's the one that needs to have the rock running around and doing some of those and like a twist in one of those because that's how it works. You got to get a little bit up front. You got to have somebody running the rock, catching it out of the H, and a little defense. Now, they've lost Trev Alberts again. This guy's like elbow's been bad since Nebraska, what have you. They have gone from nobody to somebody to get to the AFC Championship, almost win it. My buddy Walt is like the biggest Colt fan I know. I went to IU, and I went down there and saw them lose. About as much as I lived in Tampa and saw the Buccaneers lose. I went to 23 games in 3 years and saw them lose every single one. I have stubs from all of them. Even preseason game, they were up on the Rams 35-0. They lost 37-35. Couldn't believe it. Oh, my God. And now I live in L.A., and we have soccer teams. We call it football here just because we're jonesing. 1999. Hey, at least it's going to beat Sydney. We'll be in before Sydney. I hear they're going to be more organized than Atlanta. Maybe they should send Billy Payne to Sydney with those, like, Joe Torre glasses he wears, indoor, outdoor, you know? We used to call this the coup de grace couch hour.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're everywhere, every night, every time we throw down, you're with us, aren't you? If you're new, get in line. We pay our illegal recruits. That would be a first-time thing. I don't get into all that. Hi, Dave, I'm a first-timer. Eric in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Scotty, what's up, baby?
Yens.
Sitting here smoking my stogie, reading the Sporting News Pro Football, getting excited about that, getting excited about hoops. I can't wait for
that
it to
stuff,
come around.
That stuff gets me edgy.
I'm pumped up. Two quick things. Play Double Jeopardy with you. One, what's up with my Atlanta Falcons? What they got to do this year to win? And what is going on down in Charlotte with this rebuilding with Vlade Divac and Mason?
Yeah, you know, Mason... LJ, it's a swap of bangers.
Yep.
And guys that can rack and go hard on the post. But, you know, Vlade will be interesting because it'll give him a running center. He likes to go, but, you know, he smokes two packs a day, so that'll slow him a little bit in his older years. And that's the truth. But the fact is that they have no backcourt.
No.
And they lost Kenny. They are dead, man. And Muggsy's just unhealthy. And, you know, frankly, they don't do anything. What was the other one you want to talk about?
The Falcons.
Falcons, hey, they made the playoffs last year. I say they go back. Jeff George is a winner, but he'll leave after this year. We'll have June Jones on next week. He doesn't wear socks, you know. That's why I like him. I'm big on June Jones. Dave in Anaheim. He is livid that McNamara is running the Angels again, and he just does not like Michael Irvin. David,
Scotty,
how you feel?
Hey, how you been, man?
I've been better.
Hey, you're doing a good job. Proud of you. Hey,
Dankeschön.
Yeah, what do you think how the Cowboys are going to do this season in this thing with Michael Irvin, how it's going to affect the team and all?
Well, I think they're champions, and I think that, you know, this is just another little bump in the road. They've dealt with all of this stuff. I mean, remember a couple years back, it was like, Emmett's shoulder for 12 weeks we had to deal with. I mean,
right.
What's the difference between shoulders and crack? I mean, they just stick something in there. It's like, look at these guys like Mortensen and all of them. They do all of their stories now from Dallas's camp. And during the season, we watch so many Cowboy games, I think John Madden should be coaching them.
Exactly.
It goes over with me about as much as like cake eaters. I just get sick of it. I want to watch The Dish. I got 8 games going, and I just don't care what they do. But I have a feeling they're going to have some problems this year, and it's not going to be because of Michael Irvin. But those first 5 weeks, I think it'll be noticeable, his absence, totally noticeable. Lars is in Minneapolis.
What's up, Money?
I don't know, but I love Money.
Hey, man, give me some vanilla extract.
Get him some of that stuff that'll make him regular.
Hey, man, what's up with my Oakland Raiders, man? It's hostile they're going to make it through 16 weeks or even get pummeled to the ground in week one.
Yeah, I'll go with that side of it because I just get so laughed up when I hear every year about the Raiders going to the Super Bowl. Hey, Haas, can you take a hit, my friend? Harvey Williams. If I had to rock more, I just would rack up yards. You know, they got Dudley. I can't wait to see him hit somebody in the head with his big head. He's huge, big tight end out of Ohio State. That's what Al Davis wanted. He said, get me that big guy. That big guy in Columbus where they all cheat. Get him over here. We need a, you know, cheater, quality guy. Oh, elbow to the head, knee to the groin, elbow to the head, knee to the groin. Fake mask. Penalty 15. We're going that away. Randy in Montreal.
How's it going, Pharrell? Pull me a Molson Canadian and play me some Soundgarden.
Get him some of that, like, you know, 20 cents to the dollar.
Now, Pharrell, tell me, are my Bills going to win 12 games in the AFC East? Is Quinn Early going to have 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns? Or are we just going to, like, dominate everyone in the NFL, kick ass, and finally win the Super Bowl?
Yes, yes, doubtful. I think they will win 10 or 11 games. Your boy will get his G, and then they'll go to the Super Bowl. And ooh, it's just that same old song, only louder. Therefore, it'll get beat, like, worse. Kurt in Portland driving. Hey, dude, I got no time for you. See ya. He's like, why am I, like, so far behind? And why are you driving 50, man? There's people honking at your end. Get with the program, kids. Remember, Bueller to the left, Bueller to the right. Everybody else down the middle. Derek in Charlotte. He didn't like my comments about the backcourt. Therefore, he's attacking me.
Scotty, how you doing?
Well, I've kind of been leaning toward bad, but I go with whatever feels like.
Can you give me a 6-pack of Samuel Adams Ale for my boys on the Gulf Coast?
What's up with Bledsoe and those freaks?
I don't know. I was wondering about you. Is Drew Bledsoe going to do it this year, or is Bill Parcells going to have another heart attack?
Kind of a thorn in his side. It's like, yeah, I love high performance, except when you come to the sideline and get a chunk of his halitosis. If you're yelling and screaming, good luck wanting to produce for somebody. If everybody's high-fiving and getting along, there's production. If you got some guy telling everybody they do it wrong, screaming and yelling, I just don't buy into all this Bill Parcells so fabulous. Fabulous Thunderbirds, okay? Go back to the Giants. That's where he should be. Let Reeves coach up there in Foxhole. Don't they have early hunting laws up there? Charger in Chicago. In the Windy City. I'll be back on in the fall thick.
Hey, how you doing?
Charger, I'll be back on like right there when the leaves start dropping and it rains every day and then snows.
Hey, I tell you what's going on with the Cubs and Sox? I tell you what, I've got depressed. Pour me a Bud, would you?
Yeah, and the White Sox, as far as I'm concerned, are in the middle of it. They can get seriously involved in a wild card, you know, and in fact, they got it right now if they were to start today.
Yeah, well, at least, it's good for them. But I tell you what, they've got to get their stuff together if they intend on winning. That's for darn sure.
Well, you know, you're playing the Yankees, and you won last night with a big 10th inning, and then today you lose, so give up all your hopes and dreams. You know, it's tough to beat teams. They're both good, so you're lucky if you get out with a split. You're trying to get 2 or 3, 3 or 4 wherever you go. Montreal up by 2.5 over St. Louis and Houston. And AL Chicago by 2 over the M's. That would be the Mariners. A little bit of news. And it's more bad stuff for the Cowboys. Defensive end Shante Carver, who left the team amid reports that he faces some disciplinary action for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. Reportedly going to be suspended for 6 games. I think it is alcohol abuse. That's what they're reporting. Former Bronco receiver Clarence Kay, I believe the tight end, has been named in an arrest warrant in a knife attack on a paramedic at a South Denver residence last month. Kay is being sought on a warrant charging him with attempted first-degree murder and second-degree assault. The warrant calls for him to be held on $500,000 bond. The attack occurred in July. A paramedic, 29 years old, had just come home after working the night shift, was confronted by a man in his backyard while taking out the trash. The assailant stabbed him 5 times. It gets worse, so I won't even get into it. He's in trouble. Clarence Kay is in big trouble. Replays back this weekend with 4 games, and they'll have 6 more after that in the preseason. And then we can all talk about how long it takes them to decide if the guy was inbounds or not. It takes me about 2 seconds. It takes them 2.5 minutes. Sometimes 5, depending on if it's Brent Musburger working the halftime or not. Which he won't be doing anymore this year. He's not doing the halftime anymore. Somebody else is. I can't remember who. It's going to be Berman and Mike Tyson. Breeze in Salt Lake City.
What it is, man? You the man, you man, man.
You got some of that thin air. I got nothing. You're to me.
You are the man. I need a Frilla Brew with a Yukon Jack, a double.
Get him some of that, like Yukon Utes.
Okay, I got 2 things here. I was only going to talk about 1 thing, but I got 2 things. These Oakland Raider fans are in for a big surprise. These Raiders suck.
It's no surprise. They got beat tonight again. They just lose. They like
line.
To lose.
Oh, they've got no offensive line. Hostetler goes down. They're done. But
I agree.
I want to tell you 1 thing, Mr. Farrell.
Yeah.
We love you out here.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know what the baseline is for fullbacks in the NCAA, but remember 1 name, Malafala. Chris Malafala.
Utah. Chris Molotov cocktail. Yeah, that's that guy.
Oh. 6 feet tall, 275 pounds.
Pretty as a girl. I'm 6'3", 175 is pretty as a girl. I think that's my cousin from Salt Lake. He's a Mormon. Punishers doling out punishment in UConn.
Yo, Pharrell, you freak, what's happening?
What's up, Bruiser?
Hey, I need one of them Iron Cities in a Pittsburgh Steeler commemorative can.
Iron, with Franco and Terry. Iron, Mean Joe. Iron, Puke Lambert.
All right, listen up here. I got 2 words for these Raider fans, and that's Greg Lloyd. And I want to know how Jerome Bettis is going to figure in this Pittsburgh Steeler backfield. Is he going to be the man to carry the rock to the big game?
I think he'll do some decent work, short yardage, banging in the red zone. I think his other established patterns that he had are long gone. That's why the Rams got fed up with it. He just was not producing at the rate he was producing at early, and then everybody figured him out, filmed him, studied him, and then shut him down and snuffed it out. But short yardage, he's tough to bring down. John in Connecticut.
What's up, you stogie-smoking, beer-drinking, action-getting freak?
Some of that, yeah.
Yeah, I got 2 quick questions. How many home runs do you think Darryl's going to jack this year?
I haven't the foggiest idea. Maybe close to 16.
All right. Well, what's up with the Magic filing charges against the Lakers?
Oh, I don't know about it. And I think you should go, like, run that movie theater. And stay away. And I mean that. Ron in Chino Hills, Cali.
Pharrell.
Ronnie.
What's up with Hostiller this year?
Haas is the same thing, like you said, trying to survive.
Is he going to be there at the end of the season?
Well, that's doubtful, because he hasn't been the last two. And, you know, if you're stuck with Hobart, then it's like living in Hobart, Indiana, which is tough.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
Jason in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Pharrell, what's up, boy?
Hey, Jet.
Hey, I got two things. First thing, I want to give a shout-out to the Hackman out in Vegas. I just recently moved back from there.
Yeah, that's cool. The Sin City, the Mecca, the Hub's got everybody.
And the other thing was, what's up with my boy Juwan Howard going back to the Bullet?
Well, the bottom line is it's going to get to the point where they got to go and see the judge. The arbiter's going to make a decision on it. The call is basically there's been rumors that they've decided already, but the NBA denies that any settlement has been reached between the league and the Heat and continues to prepare for the hearing. According to the chief legal officer, Jeff Mishkin, he said, quote, "We don't have any agreement at this time with the Heat, so we are preparing to go to arbitration." So they'll handle it in the courts. I think he'll end up with the Heat, or with the Bullets, where he should be. In D.C., I think that's where he'll fit. And I'm not surprised at all about all these, you know, allegations and everybody's cheating. It's just the ones that get caught, they're the ones that suffer. You got to be smooth. Riley's got smooth hair. How come he can't get his cheating smooth? Now, you look at both deals. They both smell. $100 million, $105 million, that's enough to make you ruin your life just thinking about it. So don't think too hard about it. Turn in the corner. All righty then. Let's go to Redondo Beach down the street. Talk to Bailey and Cream.
Pharrell, you definitely the man.
I gotta be the man. You're the Bailey Cream, mate.
You the man.
You the man.
Hey, get me a Kieran and my boy Nomo one.
All righty then.
How bad is that Dodger pitching staff?
Well, on some occasions, they get it done, and on other occasions, they're flat. They don't get a lot of innings out of guys. Estacio has struggled, but then you got a guy like Ramon going out last night. He gets a line drive off his face. One and one for the Gipper.
That didn't count.
Well, it did, because the next pitch to Mark Johnson went two-run shottage.
Deep?
Yeah, it was a home run, but, you know, the Pirates pummeled him 12-2, and then the Pirates turned around tonight and lost to the Padres 12-3, so... You know, it's scary. You give up 12 runs to the Pirates, man. You better check your finances. Kurt in Portland driving on the double X. Yeah, Kurt.
Yo, hello.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out here on a bachelor party watching some guy who's going to die tomorrow.
Ooh, that's hell.
Oh, yeah, and we're sitting here trying to figure out what's going on with the Jailblazers.
So
are they picking up Barkley or not?
So this guy had his bachelor party the night before the wedding?
Well, in that tradition?
Well, get him some crutches tomorrow so he can lean on those. Anyway, what about the Blazers? They got a lot of talent and a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've all kind of read that in the paper, but what's going on with Barkley?
Well, you know, I haven't heard Barkley going to the Blazers. I've heard some rumors about Barkley, you know, maybe ending up still with the Pacers. I don't buy into any of it. I wish he'd, like, move to Sydney and play on the next Dream Team so that he can, you know, throw big parties at the House of Blues down there in Sydney. I'm sure they'll have one set up. And George is in El Paso.
What's up, Pharrell?
What's up, Big G Freak?
Pour me a big, tall glass of Hartford Lager, baby.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
Yeah.
So what about the boys? They scrimmage with the Oilers tonight?
Yes, sir. Largest crowd ever to watch a scrimmage, 51,000 plus.
No kidding.
Ooh, man, that was Super Bowl 30.5.
They like football down there in them parts.
Yeah, you bet. The first time an NFL team comes down, and it's got to be the best one, baby.
Oh, so did they play in El Paso?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
16 over to crappy Oilers.
And, oh, so they won 19-16?
17-16, yeah.
Oh, 17-16.
Yeah. It was all right.
So did Aikman and Emmett, any of them play?
Yeah, they played a little bit. Aikman, we gave us a little taste of the Aikman-Deion Sanders connection. And then,
yeah, they did that Monday night in Monterey as well, 62 yards.
Yeah, but that was a bunch of Mexicans over in Mexico. That didn't count.
Yeah, they were playing that little, like, viola thing and then eating chili. It was a good night. A big crowd. It was a buck outside. It was hot, and there was a huge throng. They love it. They don't know any better to get the NFL down there. They're just like, yeah, we'll take it. And then the Padres are going down there to play somebody real soon, too. Pirates and the Padres in Monterey. I think I'll pass. Thank you. Mike in Jersey.
Yo, Pharrell, how's it going?
Michael, how you feel?
Oh, great. I want to first give you props for predicting Wheatley ain't going to do nothing in his career so far.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Moaning about his injuries, and they were killing you on ESPN and everything about that.
Yeah, I know nothing. You know, I'm limited in my knowledge, so I don't, you know, I take it all with a grain of salt. I tell it like it is, and I've kind of felt that he'd have a tough time taking some of the hits, and I think he's just had bad luck. He's had injuries, that's all. I think he's a gifted runner. He's got a lot of talent, but he's just not had any luck. He's always banged up, and now he's got a stress fracture. Same old story. Wheatley's sitting. Mark in Syracuse.
Pharrell.
Hey.
What's up? Split me one, man.
Crank him.
Listen, I got to talk about the Bills. How do you think they're going to do this year? And do you think Bryce Pop can repeat himself?
Absolutely. And now he's got Spielman, so he'll feed off of that and be even more effective. And they're going to snuff out the run. I think that tonight's conducive of a lot of the effort you'll see out of them. 35-12, they won tonight at Minny. Tore up the Vikes, gave them nothing. The Vikings didn't know what to do against that defense. And I'm telling you, when they play in Buffalo, they win football games in November, December, Jan. And then they seem to have a problem right there at the end of the month of January. Seems like the last Sunday or something. They have never been able to win on that day. I don't know what it is. They got some kind of big party going on everywhere, and I don't get all wrapped up in it. I'm headed to Miami. I'll be down there on the 23rd. It's the, like, 8th or 9th, depending on which coast you're on right now. Out here, it's the 8th. It's the 9th already where yens are, but I'm coming to Miami, so strap in. We'll let you know where we're going to do it live in your faces. Look into my eyes, you'll see who I am. My name is Lucifer, please take my hand. Hey, you think they should have me in that Arliss thing on HBO? About the sports agents? They got everybody else in there that can't act. They could get me in there. I think I did some spots for them at one point. They should have had me be the dirty, crooked, evil agent. Either that or, like, I could get a gig with, like, all my children being a bookie and have, like, Erica owe me money. And then we could get her a bunch of Vicodin or something from John Jerkovic. That thing's getting more attention than we get, which is weird. Anyway, they're making fun of agents on HBO. 800-BENCH-29. Expos lost, but they're still up on that wild card pinch. Astros beat them 6-2. Astros still two back with St. Louis for that wild card, but what do they care about that? They're trying to cop the division in the Central. And, they went into tonight a game deep, the Astros, of the Cards, and the Cards lost. So they are back into a slot of tie situation with them. It's been going tie, drop, tie, drop. They rarely get ahead, either one of them. Mets 3-0 over the Marlins. They just came off of that 11-7 comebacker against the Cubs, and they get another one. Padres 12-3 over the Pirates. 19 hits for San Diego. Caminiti is 22nd. Elsewhere, Phillies 4-1 over the Braves, and the Giants beat the Cards 5-3 and 10. McCarty with a two-run shot off Eckersley in the 10th. I don't think they like Eckersley in St. Louis. They boo him, and he gives them, like, expletives and things like that. I've seen him blow up on ESPN. Jays 9-6 over the Bo Sox. The Yankees 8-4 over the White Sox. Straw with a pair, a three-run, and a solo shot to the upper echelon. This guy is just seeing grapefruits. Anyway, O's 4 straight, 6-4 over the Brew Crew. Eddie Murray with number 494 career. Brady Anderson hit one, so did Bobby Bo, but he doesn't like where he plays, doesn't like his position, doesn't like anything. Doesn't like the money, doesn't like his wife or kids. Just unhappy. A's 2-1 over the Royals. Same final as the Indians beat the Mariners. And it was Detroit 3-2 over Texas. Minnesota 13-5 over Cali. Molitor with a big night. 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 RBIs. Jets got smacked by the Eagles 30-16. Buffalo 35-12 over the Vikings. Seattle 24-19 over the Raiders, who are worthless. They just don't win football games. Anyway, it's not my problem either. 800-236-2429. I'm Pharrell. The crew is here and fat with a P. Eddie in Miami, like I said, August 23rd, right around the corner. I'll be on South Beach somewhere. We'll let you know where. Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
How's it going tonight on that QAM?
All right, hey. Hey, what do you think of my Bucks going to do this year?
Well, I've been through that frustration living down there, and they're just torture to have to root for. But, you know, Rhett's got him by the throat. He has already blown a year of free agency opportunities because he's playing games and he's holding out. He wants $3 million a year. Dilfer does nothing for me. You know, he looks good on Sunday when he comes out originally and he's clean, and then he goes back in real dirty, and he usually has about 5 or 6 completions. They just don't have any passing attack. Harper did nothing for him. Eric Rhett's the package, and I don't like the fact that they got rid of Santana Dotson, but at least they did one thing right. They
drafted all right.
Well, they signed Hardy Nickerson again, and they decided to try their hardest to stay in Tampa at least and not move. Joel in Marietta, Georgia. They don't like anybody there.
Hello?
Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
It's Pharrell here.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Not much, man. You pour me a nice ice-cold Bud Heavy?
Yeah, get him a 680.
Sweet. Hey, man, I got a question. I'm a big Pistons fan, and all I've been seeing the last couple weeks is the Pistons picking up about 8 different forwards.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, who's going to get traded away, or what do they plan on doing the next couple weeks?
Watching Mahorn and Otis Thorpe's going to be like watching a senior citizens league.
I'm telling you.
They gave Otis a big deal. I think they re-upped him like 3 years over, and I don't know if that makes any sense. I would have rather had like Armin Gilliam or Brian Williams.
Yeah.
Brian Grant. Why is nobody picking up Brian Grant out of Sacktown?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. The way Detroit's headed, it looks like they're going to try to play Terry Mills 48 minutes at center again this year or something.
Yeah, I heard Isaiah's going to come back and play guard 3 nights a week and then run the Raptors the rest of the time. His ankle's a little soft, though. Vegas, Dave.
Pharrell, what's up?
What's happening in Vegas?
Just kicking it in Sin City.
I love that.
Yeah, I used to catch you on Pharrellavision up in the Bay Area.
Yeah, God bless Pharrellavision. I had to give it up because of personal attacks.
Uh-oh.
I just got, like, people trying to kill me and stuff.
Oh, up there, you always used to go over the hot spots in Vegas. You got any for me?
Well, you know, I'll start doing a lot of that here when the games matter. Like, if I cared about preseason spreads, you'd hear me talking about them more. They're a waste of everybody's time. In fact, I don't start making serious coin for anybody until we're 8 into this thing. 8 games. It's just too hard to, like, even concentrate until you see what they develop points, how many they give up, their turnovers, their injuries, how they get into the fray. About 4 weeks into it, you can start making some moves. Everything early on is tough to hit with any consistency. It just makes it a little bit more difficult, but we'll give it a whirl anyway. Let's put her in the oven.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.